Blayton. He's been swinging a hot bat throughout the season, but he didn't end that last game at Wausau very strong. Two strikeouts there as this one's hit over to third base. Picked up five. The throw across the field to three for out number one. So Royce Clayton Jr. retired as it goes from W.T. Jones across the field back to Tommy Townsend. But, well, Clayton not able to stay hot as Hiroto Kobayashi, another really hot batter for the Rafters. He didn't get cooled down, though, at Wausau. He kind of kept his flow going as this first pitch misses outside for ball number one. Kobayashi, right fielder for today. He's getting on base over 50% of the time, sitting around 53%. That pitch again misses for ball number two. Kobayashi, one of the best eyes that you're ever going to see. I mean, his plate vision is right up there with the best in the league. Is that another pitch that misses away? It's a 3-0 count, and he's showing that off full force right now. So a 3-0 count with one away. Bases are empty for the righty batter, and he'll take that pitch right across the zone for strike number one. Always locked in, ready to go. He doesn't really swing that bat all too much pre-pitch, and that one is low for ball number four. He'll take his base. He's on for the first time today. And Hiroto Kobayashi, that is the second base runner for the Rafters. It's the first base runner of the inning. Got a runner on first base, one away, as Noah Ruiz steps up to the plate, right-handed hitting batter. Righty-righty matchup. Kobayashi, definitely a threat to steal. He gets a little bit of a lead, but the first pitch is in there for called strike number one to Ruiz. Noah, the second baseman for the Rafters tonight, comes from Biola University. Out of San Diego, California. As this pitch is a swing and a foul back into the netting, so quickly working ahead in the count is Luke Guest. He's got an 0-2. Guest working around collegiate baseball. He made his first collegiate season at Neosho County Community College back in 2022. The 0-2 is a little bit low for ball number one. Ruiz, strong eye not to swing at that, but Guest has succeeded really everywhere that he's gone. Made the jump to Division I baseball at Northern Colorado this past year. 4.43 ERA in 22 innings. That's pretty nice. Kobayashi taking off. The pitch is outside, and that's ball number two. No throw down, as I don't know if Byron Blaze realized it. So Ruiz is safe over at second base, and Kobayashi's over at second base. Ruiz is still at the plate. Going to try and send home Kobayashi if Ruiz can pick up a hit. Runner on second, one away, and time called here as Byron Blaze is going to go speak with Guest about the way that things have been going for him, about attacking this batter. Another stolen base for Kobayashi. That's his third of the season. Kobayashi just always on base. It makes stealing bases a little bit easier. Well, a little bit, no. You can't steal a base if you're not on. 2-2 count. Kobayashi jumping around out there. Maybe some music playing in his head. That one misses well outside for ball number three. 3-2 count. And just see Kobayashi, he's always focused out there and trying to do his most for the team. Ruiz at the plate. He's been having a strong plate appearance here, trying to finish it off with a good look. 3-2 count. He fouls this one off into the seats. So once more, we'll do 3-2. This will be his seventh pitch of the plate appearance. And Ruiz had been really rolling along, getting on base. It felt like every game, and kind of capped it off with a big three-run homer 2 games ago here at Witter Field, as this pitch is popped up. Could reach the stands. It's a long run from first base coming over to it. It's off the end of the glove, and he makes the catch. On the run there, and Tommy Townsend kind of snow cones it over the sliding catcher Byron Blaze, and that's out number two. an impressive play, an impressive run over from first base by Tommy Townsend. And, well, that's out number two in the second inning. So runner on second, two away, and it brings up the left-handed hitting Luke Skinner. Skinner going to see if he can help cut into this. Well, I was going to say cut into this, but hopefully give the Rafters a 0-0 game right now, a 1-0 lead if he can, if this one is fouled out of play towards the left side and near that parking lot out there. So 0-1 count to Skinner. Skinner the over at third base today. He's started there every game of the season so far from Loyola Marymount University. Now the 0-1 to Skinner is outside, and it's back to a 1-1 count. Skinner also had a big three-run blast in that game here against Wausau 2 games ago, similar to Noah Ruiz. But that was a lot earlier in the game. It was a go-ahead shot. He's the only Rafter with a go-ahead home run this season, as this pitch misses inside for ball number two, so a 2-1 count. Well, we're tied at zero, so if Skinner were to hit a home run, it would be a go-ahead shot. I don't know why I'm talking about that here, though, but you never know. I like to stay optimistic. You've listened to some of the broadcasts this year as that one misses outside. 3-1 count. Of course, you can listen to all of our broadcasts all season long, all 72 games here on WFHR, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Appreciate all the support throughout the year. And for the Rafters, anytime that they're in town or you're supporting them out of town, as this one is on the lower part of the strike zone for a full count. 3-2 to Luke Skinner with a runner on second and two away. Trying to keep this inning alive. Skinner going to get on base any way possible, but would love a hit to knock home that runner. Here's the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss from Skinner. He goes down on strikes, and that is out number three, as the Rafters don't produce any runs, no hits, no errors, one left on base, and it's 0-0 through two here at Witterfield. We'll be back after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
AJ Malzone once again going to get us started today. This time we're into the third inning of action, as it's the top of the third, tied 0-0 here at Witterfield. Seth Spencer, a couple of shutout frames to start us off, and looking good out there on the mound as the pitch clock hits zero, so we are ready to go. Malzone, right fielder, leading off the game. A left-handed batter watches the first pitch miss low for ball number one. Brings the count 1-0. Spencer, left-hander, so lefty-lefty matchup. 88 on the radar gun as that pitch is on the lower part of the strike zone for strike number one. Brings the count back even at 1-1. Malzone drew a walk his first time up as this one is fouled back into the netting and count runs to 1-2. But that walk came with a full count as Spencer was able to work a couple of strikes on him but just couldn't quite finish him off. So now Malzone 1-2. It misses away and back to 2-2. Malzone from Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. So around the Midwest, as that's called strike number three, and he will go back to the dugout. That's another strikeout on the game. That's the second strikeout of the day, third strikeout of the game for Seth Spencer. And it brings up one out with nobody on for Tate Shamau. Shamau entering today is one of the best batters on that Rockford team. Looking to keep his early season success going. Right-handed batter up against the lefty pitcher. Here's the first pitch, and it's fouled down the third base line. Brings it to an 0-1 count. Shamau 0-for-1 on the game. He grounded out over to first base his first time up. That pitch misses low, and it's back to 1-1. And Shamau following up Malzone, going to try and keep this game as this one is hit into center field. Royce Clayton stepping back, now running forward, and makes the catch. Not too much of a run for him as he was able to adjust pretty quickly, and that's out number two. And Seth Spencer feeling pretty good so far right now. I've liked what I've seen from him after those first couple of batters. I mean, you look back at the first few batters of the night, and it really didn't seem like he had found his stride, but all of a sudden with that plate appearance against Addison Worthman, it really feels like he's locked in as this first pitch has popped up. Shallow left field, Garcia going back out, and he'll make the catch for out number three. Wow, what an efficient third inning. No runs come. 1-2-3, and it is still 0-0 into the bottom of the third. We'll be back after this here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I pushed through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Well, this has been a fun new tune. I'm not just talking about the music in the background, although I quite like this. You know, a little bit of disco, a little bit of, we'll welcome you back into Winter Field. This is WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. It's the bottom of the third inning, and the new tune being a pitcher's duel. I haven't really seen that too much this season. Been a lot of offense so far, but both these two pitchers, Luke Guest for Rockford, Seth Spencer for Wisconsin Rapids, have both been dealing. No runs so far. Nick Adrian leading off the frame, the right-handed batter against the righty pitcher, watches the first pitch high for ball number one. Adrian, designated hitting tonight. He's going to see if he can get the Rafters offense rolling along. Now, Rafters have seen a couple of base runners as this is outside for ball number two. Roto Kobayashi in the second inning. He drew a walk and was able to work over to second thanks to a stolen base. And Drew Thompson back in the first. He was hit by a pitch, but neither of them were able to come home to score. So a 2-0 count. Adrian is on the lower part of the strike zone for strike number one. 2-1 count. And Luke Guest now has three total innings of action on the season in the Northwoods League as that pitch misses outside for ball number three, a 3-1 count. Adrian trying to be the third Rafter to get on base and hoping to make it the first runner to score as that is away for ball number four, and he'll walk on down to the first base for a leadoff runner for the Rafters. J.J. Garcia about to step into the batter's box with nobody out and a runner on first. The opportunity, and you know, you got a doubleheader today, so you're hoping for these pitchers to go as long as possible, and so especially in this first nine-inning game as the first pitch is fouled back. A nice little breaking ball there from Guest makes it an 0-1 count. And so both teams, you're really going to hope to ride with your starting pitcher and pitchers in the future for as long as you can, really until you can't. So oftentimes these become a little more offensive, even though they're shorter games. First pitch here is going to miss just inside for ball number one to Garcia. But so far, I mean, these two pitchers, when they're locked in, they're locked in. And right now, both of these guys are. Lower pitch count for Luke Guest entering the second inning, as this one is popped foul out of play to bring it to a 1-2 count for Garcia. That base on balls to Nick Adrian was the third free pass of the game, second walk from Luke Guest. Rafters trying to manage the first run. 1-2 count, misses outside. It's back 2-2. So, you know, you talk about a lead runner, Nick Adrian, one of the three catchers on the roster. Rafters, for game number two, have added a couple other infielders. Well, a couple other position players, I should say. One infielder, one outfielder. As this one is hit into left field, that should get down for a hit, and it does. Adrian's going to stay at second, though, despite it going into the outfield. So, with nobody out, the Rafters have a runner on first and second. You're tied in a 0-0 ball game, and they've got some momentum behind them. Brings back the top of the card. It's Jack Guerrero into the batter's box. Left-handed batter with one of the better eyes and in the league and trying to show off that discipline, but really trying to get on base here. So nobody out in the bottom of the third inning. Guest looking to fire. Guerrero shows bunt. He pushes it out and fouls it back into the netting. And this is something that I was talking with Ziggy about a little bit earlier on the bus ride from Green Bay and asking him about bunting philosophy. And he says it's never about a player's ability to hit the ball. It's never about non-confidence. He said it's always about teaching them to make sure that they got the bunt. That's how you get runners to move forward, as this one is fouled back into the netting for another strike. So an 0-2 count here, and Guerrero full hacking there. But with the bunts, it's you want these guys to bunt to learn the skill of it. It's an important thing to have. Ziggy trying to instill that in each one of his players and make sure that they can move runners. That's how you move runners, he says. 0-2 count is going to miss just outside for ball number one. And well, the way that Guerrero was kind of walking, it kind of seemed like maybe he thought that it was strike number three, but right on the edge there, and that's a tough take. So a 1-2 count for Guerrero. First and second, nobody out. Bottom of the third, and a swing and a miss from Guerrero, and that's a nasty breaking ball for out number one. And a key strike out there from Luke Guest as well. A sacrifice of any sort would have moved that runner into third. And that runner, Nick Adrian, would have moved over to third. And that could have been huge for the Rafters, as another sacrifice would have sent him home. But That doesn't happen and brings up Drew Thompson, right-handed batter against the righty pitcher. Still two runners on, first and second, one away, and the first pitch here, a breaking ball that drops right in there for strike number one. Thompson at the plate, he's yet to have an official AB this game. He was hit by a pitch back in the first. The 0-1 misses outside. It's back even at a 1-1 count. Thompson, one of the two-way players on this roster, and well, looks like actually that's going to be called a balk. So another balk in this game. Take off the ball. It's an 0-1 count. Both runners move over, and that's huge. A big balk call there as it puts a sacrifice back into play for Drew Thompson. So maybe we're going to see him try to put down a bunt here. It's just talking about two-way players. Well, he's batted quite a bit, so he's going to let this one fly. This one's into deep left field, and he's just going to let that one launch into the playground off the top of the gym, and that is a three-run shot from Drew Thompson. What a monster mash. 3-0 Rafters here in the bottom of the third. Drew Thompson, and he was showing off that power at Wausau during BP. It didn't take BP today. Got a little bit of work in the cages, but, well, because he didn't get that BP, he's like, man, I got to show off that power here. Well, you, sir, for sure showed off that power. Huge three-run shot. It's 3-0 Rafters in the bottom of the third. Now up at the plate, Pat Costin, the left-handed batter, watches that first pitch roll across for strike number one, and Drew Thompson, that's the fourth home run of the season for the Rafters. That's Thompson's first homer of the year, as that is going to just miss low for ball number one. 1-1 count. One away, nobody on the base paths as the pitch misses inside for ball number two. And Drew Thompson, he didn't get his first at-bats of the season until after his first start. His first start coming on Wednesday, and he got to play the field a little bit on Thursday's game as that pitch misses outside for ball number three. 3-1 count, and Thompson was 1-for-4 in that first game, and then this game reached base twice. One of those times, that three-run homer that we just saw, as that pitch misses low for ball number four. Pat Costin getting on base with a one-out walk, and the Rafters have seen four men reach base while only having one retired in the bottom of the third. Luke Guest started off the game really strong, really just mowing down the order, but the guys have seemingly turned the dial up to nine. If they've turned the dial up to nine, I don't know what 10 is. I guess Jack Guerrero wouldn't have gotten out, but so that's what's 10. We'll say that's nine, but either way, what an inning. Is here's a big swing and a miss from Royce Clayton Jr. Bring him to an 0-1 count. Clayton with a man on first, one away. Pat Costin over at first base, and you're looking at his lead on first. It's not much of one. He's basically just staying a couple feet over from the bag, and a 0-1 count is going to be taken for strike number two. Clayton doesn't have a home run on the season, and I kind of joked it with him about that. I said, you've been hitting the ball well. Few extra base hits, it seems like you're crushing it, and not the launch angle. You laughed. He's like, yeah, I'm going to get one. I'll get one eventually, and that one on the outside edge for strike number three. That's out number two, so he'll wait a little bit longer for that first home run of the season. But, hey, you know what? The way that he's been batting, I think you can have a bad day or two to kind of make up for that, but you don't want to see too many of those, and you never want to see one. I mean, if you could go every day going 3-for-4, 2-for-4, I think you'd take it. So that pitch misses away to Hiroto Kobayashi for ball number one. Kobayashi, right-handed batter. Got a 1-0 count from Lewis Clark State College. Runner on first with two away in the bottom of the third. Rafters up 3-0 as that pitch is in there for strike number one. It was a bunch of shutout frames. Top of the first, top of the second, top of the third. All for the Rafters, going scoreless so far. Seth Spencer still dealing well, and Luke Guest seems like he's still not pitching too poorly as that one misses low for ball number two. 2-1 count here. Allowed that three-run shot to Drew Thompson earlier in the frame and then walked the next batter, but a strikeout of Royce Clayton, and now he's got a 3-1 count to Hiroto Kobayashi. Kobayashi drew a walk back in that second inning. He was the only base runner in the frame and also stole second base, but we'll have a base runner ahead of him here as there's a pickoff move back to first, just keeping Poston on, although there wasn't much of a leadoff from him and maybe a little more uncomfortability on the pitch from Luke Guest than it was trying to keep Poston on the bag. 3-1, it is in there, dropped in for strike number two. Kobayashi, he entered today with a 364 batting average, 926 OPS entering today. As this one is ripped into left field, that gets down for a hit. Another hit for Kobayashi, and the Rafters have runners on first and second. Hiroto, he just keeps getting on base. That's another time, another game where he's able to get on base multiple times. And you talk about on-base streaks. Well, he's reached base multiple times in now all five games of the season. Not just a single time on base, multiple times in five games. Two outs, runners on first and second for Noah Ruiz, who swings and misses at this pitch to bring it to an 0-1 count. And you look at the Rafters team as a whole, only four guys are currently running with a four-game on-base streak. That shows you how hard it is to get on base just the one time in that many games in a row, as this one is fouled back by Ruiz. Brings it to an 0-2 count. Kobayashi now on base multiple times in five straight games. The guys who had the on-base streaks going, Jack Guerrero, Royce Clayton, Hiroto Kobayashi, and Noah Ruiz, I believe, was the other one off the top of my head. As this pitch is outside for ball number one, so we bring it to a 1-2 count. Ruiz staying alive out there with two away. Ruiz actually, it's actually Luke Skinner, not Noah Ruiz, as here's a quick mound visit with a 1-2 count on Ruiz. Ruiz did have a little bit of an on-base streak going, but he went 0-for-4 in the game at Wausau. But it is actually Luke Skinner who's the other one with a four-game on-base streak, so apologies there, but yeah, four Rafters with a four-game on-base streak. Skinner and Guerrero both have yet to get on base this game. Same with Royce Clayton Jr. So Kobayashi, the only one to extend it to five, as now everyone will head back to their positions. Rivet's going to make sure that they've got what they want going on, and runners on first and second with two away. It's already a 3-0 game. Rockford doesn't want to give the Rafters some momentum as the Rafters have managed more than three runs just one of the four games this season. As that one drops into left field for a hit. But Costin's going to stay at third, and the throw comes in. It's cut off, and the bases are loaded. Noah Ruiz picking up a two-out single as Hiroto Kobayashi goes from first to second base, and Pat Costin goes from second to third. Worth noting that during that mound visit, there was a man who started warming up. That's Porter Kahn in the Rockford bullpen. We'll see if he gets into the game. Bases loaded with two away. Luke Skinner at the plate. He's one of those guys that I mentioned with the on-base streak going. See if he can keep this alive. Base is loaded, and the first pitch is going to be called strike one on the inside edge. Skinner is a little bit of surprise in my voice was quickly settled as Skinner, he sets up really close to the plate. He does, and so the pitch coming across looked like it was close to him. This one's down the first baseline and foul by a few feet. So it brings up an 0-2. Skinner, left-handed batter, is here's a second mound visit, which means that that's going to be the last that we've seen from Luke Guest. So they are going to go to the bullpen, as that was 66 pitches from Luke Guest here in the into the third. He pitched just 33 pitches in this inning. Sorry, 36 pitches in this inning alone, after pitching 30 in the previous two combined. So a little bit of a change here. And, yeah, I believe that is Porter Kahn who's coming into the game. We'll get you a scouting report on him when we come back. Quick break here on WFHR, and we'll return with more here from Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Hey Wisconsin, it's construction season and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511wi.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511wi.gov. That's 511wi.gov. And remember, know before you go, always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
So a rare mid-count substitution as Parker Kahn checks into the game. Kahn coming from University of Kansas, a redshirt junior, a native of Leroy, Illinois. Let's see what he can do on the mound. Left-handed pitcher. And he's going to come in with an 0-2 count against Luke Skinner. And I mean, you just almost never see a guy get pulled with an 0-2 count. I mean, it's rare that you see a guy get pulled mid-count, let alone with the 0-2. Yep, 15 seconds on the pitch count. And now ready to go is Kahn looking for his first strikeout. And he gets it. Caught Skinner looking. And Skinner's second time struck out in the game, and that is out number three. So Strands, the base is loaded, but the Rafters deal three runs of damage thanks to four hits. No errors in the inning, however, and they leave three on. It's 3-0 Rafters into the fourth. We go here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Seth Spencer going to keep getting to work out there, and well, I've loved seeing it so far as we enter the top of the fourth inning of action. Rafters up 3-0 thanks to a three-run shot from Drew Thompson in the third. The Rafters got nine batters up in the third inning. Started with Nick Adrian, ended with Luke Skinner there, but well, a bunch of runners reaching base, six of them to be exact, as well, a three-run shot from Drew Thompson was the one that ended up making the lead 3-0 here. Seth Spencer still working pretty strong out there, and he's up over 50 pitches, which is worth noting, so halfway to that 100-pitch limit. But in the last two innings, he's combined for 26. I'm going to see if he can keep that efficiency going. Last inning, just nine, as this first pitch is going to miss inside to the righty Colby Felix. So a 1-0 count to Felix. Felix drew a walk back in the first inning as the 1-0 is missing high for ball number two. Brings it to a 2-0 count. Well, the Rivets have had just one of their last eight base batters reach base as this pitch is going to be fouled back, and we get it to a 2-1 count. But prior to that, to start off the game, well, today at least, three of the first four batters reached base on walks against Seth Spencer as that one's fouled away. Makes it a 2-2 count. And Felix was the last of those first four batters that Spencer faced today. However, yesterday, Cal Jones got up, so that is considered within the game. Jones struck out swinging in the first inning yesterday, but everyone else has been today alone as this one is hit well into deep left center field. Clayton on the run. He tries to jump. Can't catch it. It lands down on the warning track. That's at least two, but he will stop over at second base, and the no-hitter has gone through three innings as that's the first one of the game for the Rivets. A double from Colby Felix, and he puts himself into scoring position with nobody out here in the top of the fourth. Well, Spencer working with a little bit of a lead right now, and he's been attacking the strike zone and been working out in the Rafters' favor. That can't be said to be the case in some of the previous games, but you do like to see him doing that as the first pitch misses high for ball number one. 1-0 count. Addison Werthmann up at the plate, right-handed batter. Going to try and move that runner from second over to third or home if he can. Nobody out in the top of the fourth. The first pitch, or the 1-0, I should say, is high and tight for ball number two. So a 2-0 count to Felix, who is a man from Bloomington, Illinois. Goes to Parkland Community College. He's 0-for-1 on the game here as Spencer takes some time, only 3 seconds on the pitch clock, has to get it off, and just gets into the windup in time as that's in there for strike number one. You could see the clock barely hit 1 second as Spencer picked up that front leg and is able to throw a strike pretty impressive with this pitch clock down as low as it was. 2-1 is fouled down the third baseline, and this pitch was released with about 10 seconds left on that pitch clock. Big difference there, and I always wonder how the pitchers manage the pitch clock in this new era, and some pitchers love to work it down as low as possible, and here's with 15 seconds left. This one misses outside. Full count, and well, when pitchers take different time, you know, some of them, they'll pitch with 5 seconds left every time. Some of them will release the pitch with 10 seconds, 15 seconds, depending on the way that they work, and Spencer, it seems like he's varying it up, sometimes releasing at 15, sometimes 10. And now the pitch clock down to 5, but a pickoff attempt over at second, and back in plenty of time is the leadoff man, Colby Felix. 3-2 count with nobody out. Spencer scoreless through the first three innings. He's got 3 strikeouts in the game. Could make it four with the K here, but the pitch misses high, and now there's runners on first and second. So a base on balls, that's his fifth walk issued of the game, and it brings up W.T. Jones with a runner on first and second and nobody out. This is the way that the Rafters inning started, with runners on first and second, I should say. Different way of getting there, but both of them, the end result, runners on first and second. Here's a pickoff attempt back to second. They got him! Beautiful pickoff move by Seth Spencer as he turned around and got the man on second. And that was some great movement over there as J.J. Garcia came behind the runner and kind of caught him off guard. So now a runner on first base with one away for W.T. Jones. First pitch of the plate appearance is outside for ball number one. I mean, that's a huge play. And you saw it nearly work earlier. Garcia had thought that he had it to end the frame back when you saw A.J. Malzone on second. As this pitch is going to miss as well for ball number two, so a 2-0 count. But yeah, back in that first inning, there was a pickoff move to second base trying to get A.J. Malzone and couldn't quite get him, as here's a pickoff attempt to first base now, trying to clear the runners, but not able to get him, and we still do a 2-0 count. The one to second earlier was not successful, but Garcia thought it was, as here's a swing and a miss, makes it a 2-1 count. The pickoff attempt at second earlier in this inning, though, obviously good. Runner on first base with one away, 2-1 count. Rafters up 3-0, trying to keep it that way. Spencer going back to first as the lefty can see the bag, doesn't have to turn the body at all. Always makes it tough to steal on a left-handed pitcher from first to second at the very least. Addison Werthmann over there is the 2-1, misses a little low for ball number three. Jones, 0-for-1 in the game. He rounded right back over to first base his last time up in the second inning. As the 3-1 misses low and away, that's ball number four, and that's three straight runners who have reached base from the rivets, but only two runners currently on the base paths after the pickoff attempt, and it brings up Byron Blaze with the runner on first and second and one away. Blaze from Quincy University, one of the Sycamore, Illinois natives. Swings and misses at the first pitch to make it an 0-1 count. Blaze, he's sitting behind the plate today. Right-handed batter going up against the left-handed pitcher. Chance to cut into the three-run deficit that the Rivets have. Spencer going to try and keep it where it is, and that pitch inside for ball number one. 1-1 count. Blaze 0-for-1 on the game. He flew out to center field, his only time at the plate so far. Back in the second inning. The 1-1 is sent down the third baseline and a little foul, but it makes it a 1-2 count and could have been big if it was staying fair. Skinner was close to it if it would have been on that third baseline, but probably would have had to make a diving play if he had wanted to save that from going into the outfield. Had it been right down the line, it wasn't. It was a little foul. So 1-2 count with one away, runners on first and second for Byron Blaze. And the pitch is skied in the air right side of the infield. Should reach the stands, and it does. Hits off the top of the awning out there. And I was going to say it hits the stands, but going to bounce back onto the concourse. Maybe one of the fans back there gets to grab it up, going to get some concessions. I got plenty of good concessions here at Witter Field. And I've been seeing them. I've been meaning to get to try the Cheese House out. That place looks really good. I walk past it every day. I come into Witter Field and get to see that place. As the runner takes off from second, the throw down to third, bounces early, it gets into left field. He's turning to move home, but The runner will go from first to second, and the runner from second goes all the way home and scores on the error from behind the plate from Pat Costin. So it was called a strikeout. It was called a strike, so caught Byron Blaze on it. W.T. Jones goes over to second base on the error from behind the plate as Addison Werthmann gets a steal of third base, and then he takes home on the error from Costin. So runner on second base with two outs as Ethan Delgado steps up to the plate. The first pitch misses high for ball number one. Delgado, the second baseman, he's a right-handed batter. Spencer looking back to second, now fires home and misses outside for ball number two. A 2-0 count. Delgado from Butler University. Those couple of players out there. Also one of those Sycamore, Illinois natives. Two-oh count to him is fouled off down that first baseline and brings it to a 2-1 count. No official at-bat this game, but did draw a walk back in the second. Only plate appearance. He was able to work on base. He got all the way over to third base, basically alone. He got to second on a balk from Seth Spencer and worked over to third on a stolen base. Here's a throw back to second and just keeps the runner over there. One not as competitive as a couple of those pickoff attempts to second. But we've got a 2-1 count with two away. Spencer trying to finish it off as that pitch misses high for ball number three. 3-1 count. Spencer's pitch count up over 75 now, up to 76 pitches in the game. Count, and this pitch misses high and outside for ball number four. So that's two walks for Ethan Delgado this game, and once again, there's runners on first and second. And with the pitch count getting up there, the Rafters are warming an arm in the bullpen. Gonna see if Spencer can finish off this fourth inning. That's what Ziggy's hoping for, as Spencer's been good this game. He's been throwing quite a few strikes, although this frame not quite as much. He's offered up three base on balls in this frame alone. In the game, he's walked seven batters, but just one hit allowed, and he has four strikeouts in the game, three on the day because of Cal Jones's strikeout back yesterday night. So for those of you joining us now, it's a 3-1 Rafters lead. Rafters took a three-run lead thanks to the three-run shot from Drew Thompson in the third as, well, the Rivets just added their first run of the game on a throwing error from behind the plate from Pat Costin trying to catch a runner stealing third. So the pitch here misses low for ball number one to Cal Jones. Jones was showing bunt and definitely not a sacrifice bunt because there are two outs. He just trusts that he'll be able to get on base. Could force an athletic play from someone. 1-0 count. And he does not show bunt this time, but the pitch still misses low, and it's a 2-0 count. Jones 0-for-2 in the game. Struck out swinging back in the first. Blew out to left field back in the second. So still trying to get on base for the first time today. 2-0 count. This one misses inside. Takes the helmet off of him, but it doesn't hit him. He was just bending out of the way, and both runners will take off on the wild pitch. So a 3-0 count as Felix. It's W.T. Jones who moves over to third base. And Ethan Delgado moves over to second. So 3-0 count, and the pitch is a little high for ball number four, and It loads the bases with two outs in the fourth. And this is going to do it for the evening from Seth Spencer. A strong performance from him to this point, but it'll be up to Jack Obrasky, who was getting warm earlier. Obrasky going to check into the game here, and we'll get you the report on him when we come back after commercial break here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Rain, rain, go away. I don't want to ride my bike to work today. Ugh.
Are you tired of riding your bike in the weather? Yes, they say if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. But why wait? Go down to 8th Street Auto today. Stop getting sick in the elements and drive away in a new car or SUV. Enjoy heated seats, premium AC, and comfort. Stay dry and drive away with a new ride from 8th Street Auto and Service Center today.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
So it's Jack Obrasky checking into the game for the Rafters for his second appearance of the season. Obrasky did pitch earlier in the year, and he's trying to improve on that outing where he ended up going 2 1/3 innings, didn't allow a run on his record, allowing one hit over those 2 1/3, but he did walk 5 batters. Now, he didn't allow any runners to score on his record, but he came into a similar situation with 3 runners on base against Green Bay back 4 days ago, but he allowed all 3 to score, hoping not to do the same here as the first pitch is a swing and a miss, A.J. Malzone at the plate. So this kind of a get-right appearance, showing that he can pitch under pressure. Trying to prove himself, Obrasky taking some time as he took off his glove and talked with the third base umpire. Third base umpire for today is Manny Flatus. Runners on first, second, and third, 2 away. 0-1 count to the left-handed hitting A.J. Malzone as that pitch is right across the middle for strike number 2. Obrasky, right-handed pitcher from Scottsdale, Arizona. He went to University of Biola. Trying to finish it off strong here. The Rafters faithful pounding on the bleachers. 0-2 count, and the pitch misses away for ball number 1. So we'll make it a 1-2 count. Malzone, he's 0-for-1 in the game. He struck out looking back in the third, but also drew a walk back in the first inning. Made his way all the way around to third base then, but couldn't come home to score. 1-2 count, outside for ball number 2. So Obrasky, after working ahead in the count 0-2, is now back even and still trying to finish this batter off. Obrasky, mostly a bullpen arm this past season at Biola, is that pitch misses away, and the count is full. Made 15 appearances on the mound, although he did have 4 starts. Posted a 5.56 ERA there. Noah Ruiz, another guy from Biola. 3-2 count. Everyone's going. This one is hit high in the air towards straightaway center field. Royce Clayton calls off for it, and he makes the catch in the clear skies of Wisconsin Rapids for out number 3. So the Rivets do load the bases, and they score one run. They score one run on one hit. There is an error, and there is three runners left on base. It's 3-1 Raptors into the middle of the fourth when we come back here on Wisconsin Rapids Baseball on WFHR.
Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the Raptors online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Well, Parker Kahn going to get back to work here from Witter Field as it's the bottom of the fourth inning. Raptors, they're up 3-1 in the game. They're feeling pretty good about themselves right now, but, well, they led 3-0 at one point, and, well, it was the same deal at Wausau, although Wausau was able to make a big comeback and, well, they stormed to a 12-3 victory just two games ago. So now up 3-0. They don't feel safe. Feel like they got to keep rolling along. And it'll start off with Nick Adrian, who led off that third inning with a walk and came around to score. They're going to try and keep that going as the right-handed batter will once again take on the left-handed pitcher, Kahn, as this pitch is a little low for ball number one. So a 1-0 count for Adrian. Adrian from Gardner-Webb University, native of Miami, Florida, as that pitch is in there for called strike number one. So a 1-1 count for Adrian as that one is going to miss a little outside, and it's a 2-1 count. Adrian didn't play this past year at Gardner-Webb, but took his red shirt and hoping to get some playing time next year as this pitch is inside and somehow dodging that pitch makes it a 3-1 count. So 3-1, and it was real close to it. He kind of hopped over the ball. So Parker Kahn going to try and calm down. 3-1, bases empty, nobody out, and here's a check swing that he did not hold up on, clearly went through. It was almost a three-quarter swing there as Adrian now has a full count trying to get on base for the second time today. And that pitch is in there, called strike three, caught him looking, and that's the first time that they've retired Adrian today, and that's out number one here in the fourth inning. Parker Kahn feeling pretty good about that one as Porter, a guy from the University of Kansas. Gonna try and get something going here as that one's called for a strike on J.J. Garcia. Garcia, right-handed hitter going up against the lefty pitcher. Watches that pitch miss for ball number one. and he's been hitting the ball very well, quality of contact-wise. 1-1 count for Garcia as that pitch misses inside. So 2-1. But he hasn't gotten all too lucky with where it's ended up landing. Got a couple of... Well, really, you got to look back at that highlight play that happened back in center field here at Witter Field against the Woodchucks. 3-1 count for J.J. Garcia, and he does have a hit today, and now he's got a walk. Well, he thought he had a walk, called strike at the last second, and makes it a 3-2 count. So 3-2, nobody on, one out, bottom of the fourth. Rafters up two, trying to add to that. This time, Garcia will work his way onto the base paths with a walk. And so a runner on first with just the one away, and it brings up the top of the card for the Rafters. The Rafters. Going to see if Jack Guerrero can keep this rolling along. Guerrero, James Madison University, his third time up to the plate.